This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shasin tonight had him eating out of his hands. This guy's slider is just sickening, and they're only paying that guy $15 million. He had the most innings and lowest ERA of any high-priced pitcher in baseball. He really did. Over right, Arrieta making $75 million. All these guys get paid too much money that suck. They really do. They just give these guys these giant contracts, and they don't perform. This guy makes nothing. And they got him from the Padres for $15 million, and they got a deal with this guy, and his stuff is filthy.
And that's the thing. Is that this team is a bunch of guys who aren't the biggest of names. You know, they've become bigger names. They've performed this season. But it's not like you have, you know, some huge – this isn't like, you know, you have Mike Trout and Max Scherzer on this team. You know, you don't have Clayton Kershaw like you do in the Dodgers and some of these other guys that they have there in their batting order. This is a team of guys who just came in, you know, have gelled, who have played well together, and when the time is big, when they need a hit for them, someone steps up and gets it done. When they need a good, you know, shutdown inning, Hader comes in, or the you know, starting staff who's very unheralded has come in and done a great job. It's just a bunch of guys doing their job when it needs to be done.
All right, so I wanted to bring this up, Shep. The NBA season starts tomorrow night, and there are two really good games, Celtics and Sixers and Thunder Warriors, who seldom come out to play. That one's at Oracle in East Bay. Warriors come out to play. I saw Steph Curry the other day said that the Warriors want to win another title when they're in Oakland before they move to their new digs in San Francisco. There's the touchdown to Adams.
Jim McCarthy, do you go for two for the win?
Wow,
do you not trust your defense enough? They say, you know what, we're not going to – I don't trust them. We need to score now.
No, they're going to kick. I said no immediately. No, they're going to kick it. And this guy, remember, this guy has been shankopotamus this year. Remember, he missed five field goals in one game. He's looked good tonight, but at any moment he could have shankopotamus. Could this be it right here? They lose 30-29 on a shankopotamus, yes or no?
No, he's going to hit this. He's 3-3 on field goals, 2-2 on extra points before this. I think he's going
to
hit it.
I got to tell you something, and it goes to what Moff was saying, Pharrell. I think you are very
he
much
made it.
There he goes. I think you were very much underselling this Packer team, specifically Aaron Rodgers. He's having an all-time great season, and nobody's talking about it because he's Aaron Rodgers.
Why is he having an all-time great season?
12 touchdowns, one interception. Against.
Isn't that like normal for him?
Pharrell. 12 touchdowns, one interception. That's basically on pace for 40 touchdowns, four interceptions. That's unheard of even for Aaron Rodgers.
But I'll give you this. That was a great pass that he just threw. It was so beautiful over the outstretched hands of the defender, just right over his fingertips and into Adams. I mean, just like by one half inch. That pass was so perfect. Look at that. I mean, he missed it by less than an inch.
And he's got almost 2,000 yards passing already this season.
And, by the way,
there's other guys that have those numbers.
I don't know about that, Pharrell.
Yeah, there are. Guys already in the NFL that have those same numbers.
So if I'm wrong, strike me dead.
Oh, I don't think he's bad. I'm not sitting here. Obviously, the guy's a badass. We know that. I'm just telling you.
Still the best in the NFL.
You know, there's some debate about that.
Who's better, Pharrell?
Than Aaron Rodgers?
Who would?
I think Tom Brady's better. Tom Brady's got five Super Bowl rings, and the guy's got one. End of subject.
Right now.
I don't care. Right now, he went to the Super Bowl every year. This guy's been once. He won it once. The other guy goes every year. Mafia, who's the better quarterback, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers?
Brady.
I mean, one guy has all the hardware, all of it, and this guy will never win five Super Bowls. He won't even play that long. Seriously, you think he's going to win it every single year? He can't even win it now. This team right now that I'm watching right now is not winning the Super Bowl.
This isn't
Listen, they gave up 30 points to the Niners, who are clearly one of the three worst teams. Are they not in the NFL? Are they not?
Yeah, they are.
I don't want to hear it.
Right now,
imagine if they played a good team in this game.
His yards right now would probably put him, I'm not doing the math exactly, but it's somewhere around tied for third with Goff probably. You know, around there between Goff and Ryan second. With 1955.
What does Breeze have?
Breeze
Super Bowls? He's got
one. I'm talking about yards.
I'm talking about yards.
So a guy, the other day, I just saw a guy who's already got 1,800 yards. So that's 200 yards less than Rodgers. Just some guy, some no-name guy I just saw had 1,700 yards already. I was doing it on my podcast.
Breeze has he's low right now. He is down to 15th. He's got 1,658.
All right, so are you looking at the stats of every guy in the league for yards?
But yeah, yes. Pharrell, you can't – first of all
– okay, I got to see this. Passing.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Chef.
You can't fault him.
Roethlisberger, Ryan, Goff, Cousins, Mahomes, Watson, Luck. Do those guys all have more yards than him?
No, well, they did coming into this game. He started at 1,572, and now he's got another almost 400 yards here.
Right. You cannot fault him for playing for, in my opinion, an average coach, a botched special teams when he should have gone to that Super Bowl.
Listen.
Remember when Seattle lost to the Patriots? That should have been their year. And you can't blame him because he hasn't had the coaching nor support that Brady has had around him.
I'm not blaming anyone. You are. You're the one bringing up all this blame. All I'm telling you is this is a real simple argument that you're going to lose. It's real simple. You're going to lose this argument because one guy is the greatest quarterback that many people believe has ever lived. They even think he's better than Joe Montana Mafia, who went 4-0 in Super Bowls and like threw no interceptions. And they still think that Tom Brady's better than him. They literally, he's God's gift to football. And you're telling me, you're going to sit here and tell me, you're going to just, what you're doing is one of your usual insanity moments where you just ramble on and on about how you're right, but you're so wrong, it's not even funny. I think Aaron Rodgers is great. Tom Brady's better. Tom Brady has done it all, so has Rodgers, once. This guy's done it five times, okay? Five times. The other guy, I mean... So Eli Manning's done it twice. Ben Roethlisberger's done it twice. They aren't even allowed to be in the same neighborhood with Tom Brady when you mention quarterbacks. You're not allowed to come to the picnic. You're not even invited. You have to have a family member sneak you in through a back door to get you to that party because you suck compared to Tom Brady. Now you're telling me this guy's better than him with his one Super Bowl? I'm just not buying it. No one else is either. He's great. But he is no Tom Brady. And I hate to say it because I wish to God you were right because I can't stand watching Brady go to the Super Bowl every year. It makes me want to vomit. I don't even want to hear it. But I'm not stupid. And Mafia is backing me up, so it's called 2-1, you lose.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.